today's contestants, a singer from Hoboken, New Jersey, Kristen Butts, an actuary from Columbus, Ohio, Alex Cookway, and our returning champion, an editor and consultant from Lansing, Michigan, Robin Miner Schwartz, whose two-day cash winnings total $27,400. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, and I hope today turns out to be a wonderful day for everyone. Alex and Kristen, welcome. Robin, good to see you again. You get to select the first clue from these categories. Let's take a look. Astrological terms. Oh, my. History. Nine-letter words. Unusual contests and prizes. A power caller. And the TV show must go on. Your choice.
The TV show must go on for 200.
Edith was killed off, but the series called This Character's Place endured for a couple more seasons. Alex.
What is Archie's place?
Yep.
The TV show must go on for 400.
When Tom Wopat and John Schneider walked off this show in 1982, cousins Coy and Vance Duke suddenly appeared. Robin.
What is the Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
TV show for 600.
In 2019, this cop comedy moved from Fox to NBC, and characters were allowed to curse, bleeped out, of course. Robin.
What is Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
That's right.
TV show for 800.
Also known as AFV, this longest-running ABC primetime entertainment series had Bob Saget and Tom Bergeron as hosts, pre-Alfonso Ribeiro. Robin?
What is America's Funniest Videos? Home videos.
Thank you.
TV show for 1,000.
When William Hartnell's health forced him to leave this show in 1966, viewers discovered that Time Lords could regenerate. Alex?
What is Doctor Who?
Correct.
A power caller, 200.
Give partially decayed plant matter called peat a few million years, and it'll form this ignitable rock. Alex?
What is flint?
No. Robin.
What is magnesium?
No. What is coal?
Oh, sure.
Coal. Alex?
A power caller, 400.
10 years ago, it cost about $50,000 to install a system to power your house using this energy. Now, a 6-kilowatt system could go for $14,000. Alex?
What is solar?
Yes.
A power caller, 600.
The Arizona-Nevada power plant at this 1,244-foot-long hydroelectric structure has a 2,080-megawatt capacity. Kristen.
What is the Hoover Dam?
Yes.
Power caller, 800.
At 97, John Goodenough is the oldest Nobel Prize winner for work on these batteries with a hyphenated name in laptops and phones. Robin.
What is lithium ion?
That's it.
Power caller for 1,000.
By the year 1880, the refining of around 90% of all U.S.-produced oil was controlled by this mega company. And that would be Standard Oil, 1880. Four categories still left, Robin.
Astrological terms, 200.
Now a term for any astrological prediction. This term described the position of heavenly bodies in the night sky at any hour. Robin.
What is a horoscope?
Yes.
Astrological terms, 400.
According to synastry, or relationship astrology, if his Mars is in her eighth this, she'll have the hots for him. Robin.
What is a moon?
No. Alex.
Who is Venus?
No. Kristen's not going to try to ring in. If his Mars is in her eighth house. Robin, back to you.
Astrological 600.
On a chart, a decan is an arc of this many degrees, a 36th of the celestial circle. Alex.
What is 10?
Good.
Astrological terms, 800.
The four cardinal signs of the zodiac are the signs that begin seasons, like Libra for fall and this one for spring. Robin.
What is Aries?
Aries is correct.
Astrological for 1,000.
Sarah wraps up the category.
Sometimes a planet appears to loop in its path in the sky. The faster orbit of Mercury makes it look like it's changing direction when lapping us. In astrology, the phenomenon is known as this and is often blamed for misfortunes.
Robin?
What is retrograde?
That is the correct response, and that takes you to a comfortable early lead. You have 4,000, and we are pausing. Back in a moment. Kristen Butts is the singer from Hoboken, New Jersey. I'm not going to ask you about this holiday season, but last year you did something interesting. You created a special gift for your parents. You converted what?
I converted all of their 8mm videotapes into DVDs. And while we were actually in the process of doing all of that, I came across my preschool graduation. And the name that came before mine piqued my interest a bit. And I looked over at my fiancé and I said, is that you? And it was my fiancé, unbeknownst to my parents or anyone in my family, that we had went to the same preschool together.
Okay. And do your parents now know how to operate the equipment to view all of this material?
Of course not.
Yeah, all right. Alex Hookway, actuary from Columbus, Ohio. You once were studying in South America, in Ecuador.
Yes.
And some people tried to get you to ride a horse, and you refused. Why?
Well, they told me that the horse's name was Loco, and I had no experience riding horses, so I thought that was probably a bad idea. So we settled on a horse named Dulce instead.
Dulce?
Yes.
Okay.
More my speed.
Sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Robin Miner-Swartz is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, bartenders, people associated with bars, seem to do well as contestants on our program. You were at a bar and answered a question correctly when you were 4 years old?
I was, yes.
What were you drinking at the time?
I have no idea, but the guy asking the questions was just at the front of the room with a mic, and that was back in the days when you yelled out your answer when you knew the right one. And he asked, what was the name of Merlin's owl sidekick in Sword in the Stone? And four-year-old me yelled out, Archimedes! And I got a wooden nickel for 5 cents off my next drink.
I would have liked to have been your parent at that bar. All right, let's get back into it. You have command of the board. Go ahead.
Let's try unusual contests and prizes for 200.
Warren Buffett offers employees $1 million a year for life for getting the Sweet 16 exactly right in this alliterative event. Alex.
What is March Madness?
Yes.
Unusual contest 400.
It preceded Fleece in an award-mocking, silly-sounding federal research. Now it precedes Goose in an award honoring the same. Robin.
What is Golden?
That's it.
Contests and prizes for 600.
Not something to brag about. The Big Brother Award is given to the biggest offender against this right. Robin.
What is privacy?
Yes.
Contests and prizes for 800.
Kids 5 to 15 get prizes at the Rotten Sneaker Contest from this brand, whose name implies it's trying to help reduce the smell. Alex.
What are odor eaters?
Yes.
Unusual contest, 1,000.
The Lantern Rouge goes to the athlete who finishes last in this long race. In 1931, Richard Fatty Lamb took the prize. Alex.
What is the Tour de France?
You got it.
History 200.
While the Crimean War was raging, this mountainous land fought a less well-known war with its neighbor Tibet. Alex.
What is Nepal?
Yes.
History 400.
In July of 1984 in San Francisco, she accepted the Democratic Party's nomination for vice president. Alex.
Who is Ferraro?
Geraldine Ferraro.
History 600.
Splitting from Sweden in 1905, this nation got its monarchy restored. Håkon VII became king and reigned until 1957. Alex.
What is Norway?
With less than a minute now.
History 800.
Not just the title of a Dustin Hoffman Western epic, it's the name of Crazy Horse's lieutenant at the Little Bighorn. And that would be Little Big Man. Back to you, Alex.
History 1,000.
Answer. Any level. And at the moment, you have $200 less than Robin, our champion.
I will wager 2,000.
All right, here is the clue. Legend says when Columbus saw the three mountain peaks on this Caribbean island, he chose to name it for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What is Trinidad?
Trinidad, yes. And now the lead is yours. And we have one category still in play.
Nine-letter words, 1,000.
S is for soft in the name of this easily carved rock. It's basically talc. Robin?
What is soapstone?
Correct.
Nine-letter words, 800.
It means toward the rear and is also a polite word for the part you sit on. Robin?
What is posterior?
Correct.
600.
Oh, we won't get to that. And you're tied with Alex at 6,800. And Kristen, you go first when we come back to start Double Jeopardy. Right after this. All right, Kristen, it's up to you. Double Jeopardy coming up right now. And here are the categories. We start off with Face the Author. Ah, Northern California. Mama and Dada. Going Out of Business. On the Movie Soundtrack. And finally, the next word after. The word we give you from the dictionary. The next word that comes up in the dictionary. We're talking about Webster's International. Start us off.
Movie Soundtrack, 800.
Damn it, Janet, and the Time Warp. Robin.
What is the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Correct.
1200 Movie Soundtrack.
Let's Hear It for the Boy and Almost Paradise. Robin.
What is Footloose?
Correct.
Movie Soundtrack, 1600.
From 2019, Let It Be and Carry That Weight. Robin again.
What is Yesterday?
Yes.
Movie Soundtrack, 2000.
2018, La Vie en Rose and I'll Never Love Again. Robin?
What is The Star Is Born?
Yes.
Movie Soundtrack, 400.
A 2015 biopic. Nothing but a G-thang. And we want easy. Alex?
What is Straight Outta Compton?
Correct.
The next word after 400.
After Uto Aztecan. An ideal place. Robin?
What is Utopia?
Good.
Next word, 800.
After 14. A very short poem with a fixed amount of lines. Robin?
What is a quattro?
No. Alex?
What is a quarto?
No. What is a quatrain? Back to you, Robin.
Next word, 1200.
After Cao Yang, to show extreme submission. Robin?
What is kowtow?
That's the word.
After next word for 1600.
After picus, petty, or a former Louisiana currency. What is picayune? Back to you, though, Robin.
Next word after 2000.
After shotism, deriving happiness at the expense of another's woes. Robin?
What is schadenfreude?
Yes.
Mama Dada for 400.
This host of The Tonight Show wrote the children's book, Your Baby's First Word Will Be Dada. Alex?
Who is Fallon?
Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
Mama and Dada, 800.
David Sedaris, Bette Midler, and Blue Man Group did early work at La Mama, an experimental venue in the East Village in this New York City borough. Alex.
What is Manhattan?
Correct.
Mama and Dada, 1200.
In 2002, Queen Latifah belted it out as prison matron Mama Morton in the movie version of this musical. Robin?
What is Chicago?
Yeah.
Mama and Dada for 1600.
When the father of the future leader of this African country converted to Islam, he added the names Amin Dada. Robin.
Who is Idi Amin?
No. Alex or Kristen? Robin, you misread the clue. We were going for the country.
Oh.
Uganda.
Uganda, yeah.
Uganda. Back to you.
Mama and Dada for 2000.
The Dada art movement started at Cabaret Voltaire in this Central European country. Alex.
What is Switzerland?
Good.
Face the Author, 1600.
Answer. Barely double.
I will wager 6,000.
All right. Here is the clue. This author based a 1962 novel on personal experience working in a hospital's psychiatric ward.
Who is Ken Kesey?
Who wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And you now have the lead.
Author 2000.
This regular contributor to The New Yorker was known for her quips, but her writing is often melancholy. Robin?
Who is Dorothy Parker?
Right.
Face of the Author 1200.
This novelist has sold an estimated 350 million books. Alex?
Who is Stephen King?
He's the one.
Going Out of Business 1600.
Western Air Express and Transcontinental Air Transport formed what would be this company in 1930, but it got absorbed by American Airlines in 2001. Robin?
What is Pan Am?
Nope. Alex or Kristen? What is the other big one? TWA, Trans World. Back to you, Alex.
Going out of business 2000.
And sir, the other Daily Double. You're still in the lead.
2000.
All right. Sam Mendes directed a theatrical telling of the story of these brothers who built a financial empire that collapsed in the year 2008.
Who are Lehman Brothers?
Yes, that's it. Good for you.
Going out of business 1200.
In 2019, some folks in Humble, Texas, wanted to get into a time machine and start making this stainless steel car again. Kristen.
What is the DeLorean?
Good.
Author 800.
Poems, chiefly in the Scottish dialect, was originally written to raise money for his passage to the New World. Robin.
Who is Alexander Hamilton?
No. Alex.
Who is Burns?
Robert Burns, yes.
Face the author 400.
Many of the events of his novels were based on his own experiences as a 19th century sailor and whaler. Kristen.
Who is Melville?
Yes. Good for you.
California 800.
This national park may be near the end of the alphabet, but its 1,430-foot upper fall is tops in our book. Alex.
What is Yosemite?
Correct, with less than a minute now.
Northern California, 2000.
This city by the sea and at the northern edge of Big Sur got its name from the friars who accompanied early Spanish explorers. And that name is Carmel. Back to you, Alex.
California, 1600.
Dragon Gate Arch on Grant Avenue marks the entrance to this iconic San Francisco district. Kristen.
What is Chinatown?
Yes.
Going out of business, 800.
In early 2001, this Houston energy company had a market cap of $60 billion. By December, it had filed for bankruptcy. Alex.
What is Enron?
Enron, right you are.
California, 1200.
I have found it. This city about 100 miles south of the Oregon border, whose name is also the state motto. Kristen.
What is Eureka?
Yeah. And with that, you're at 5,000. And Alex has the lead, but it's not a runaway. So all three of you in it for this subject in final. Organizations. Make your wagers. Think about it. Back in a moment.
Coming up tonight on Fox 45 News at 10, a city in crisis beyond the homicides, the stunning frequency of other crimes around our city. And the Christmas relic in Northern Virginia tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What organization are we looking for? Here's the clue to help you, players. Founded by students at William and Mary in 1776, its members include 17 U.S. presidents, 41 Supreme Court justices, and more than 140 Nobel laureates. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Kristen, you waited a little too long there to write down your response. Let's take a look and see what you were aiming for. You wrote down, I can't make it out. What were you going for?
Rhodes Scholar.
Oh, Rhodes Scholar. No, sorry. That'll cost you everything, dropping you to zero. Let's come to our champion now, Robin. She had 14,400, wrote down her response rather quickly, I thought. And it's the correct one. What is Phi Beta Kappa? And you will add 4,401. That takes you up to 18,801. Not enough to take the lead away from Alex. So if he came up with the correct response, he's going to be the new champion. And he did. How much is he going to earn? 7,601 added to that, and that takes him up to $28,801. Merry Christmas, young man. Celebrate. All right, we'll say goodbye till tomorrow. Boxing Day.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.